Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. The water's warm and there's a swim-up bar. Glass of Perspective, anyone? Now, here's Ashley.
Just read it. Scott Alexander. What's he been up to?
Wife, kids, has his own computer software business.
Nancy Kearns.
Mother of three, successful physician, has invented a drug that may aid in the treatment of cancer.
Ah, cure for cancer. Won't they be green with envy when I trump them with this little story about my life? Fraser Crane, unattached, unemployed, and living with his father. He spends his days scrubbing his oven and is anxiously awaiting his upcoming tooth cleaning.
Now, Fraser, everyone has ups and downs. You know, for all we know, that cure for cancer didn't pan out either.
Hey, welcome back live to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. And you know, tonight we're talking more about what we were talking about last week, and that was the concept of the unhappiness quotient. I kind of came up with that little gem. And basically it's defined as the fact that other people can tell you how happy you should be all the time and you should be this happy and, you know, rainbows should be coming out of your butt and all this stuff should be happening. You know, unicorns, everything. Y'all should be, you know, all together in union, you know, singing Kumbaya. But you know what? I'm talking about the unhappiness quotient. And the reason why I bring it up is that we all have things in our life that have happened, right? And I think a lot of times people don't realize what's all happened in your life, what you've been through, like the troubles, the setbacks. And I think that's something we need to talk about because I think that's important. When I'm talking about the unhappiness quotient, it's 1 to 100. 1 being you should be very happy because you don't have any points racked up. 100, you actually could go on and get your own coffin if you'd like. So, Dana, let's talk. Let's begin with you tonight on the hot seat, on the unhappiness quotient hot seat here on Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. So, Dana, let's talk about last week. I know we were all kind of, you know, in our heads computing our numbers, possibly. Okay, you know, have one, this, two, that. What were you thinking your score would be last week?
Last week, I projected my score was going to be around like 25.
Okay, so last week you thought 25.
Right.
Pretty
right.
Low, pretty good.
Yeah, because okay. Around like the normal factor, and I think everybody kind of projected, you know, the same kind of numbers. Well, whenever I went home and I did the math, you know, which 2 + 4 carried the 7.
Uh-oh, he's doing math. Uh-oh.
Yeah. So
add the 9, times it by 5.
divided by 12.
Where's the Tylenol?
I came up with, my score was 32.
32.
Did you hear what I'm saying, boo-boo?
32. Wow. Okay, so let's go through that real quick. So I remember, you know, setbacks were for one. Did you have several setbacks?
Yes.
Okay, if you don't mind me asking, how many?
I had at least 4.
At least 4.
Yes.
That you could remember.
Yes.
That made some sort of, you know, what, dent or, you know, you thought about it?
Right. You know, being work, relationship, you know, I just kind of, each one I took, and I really had to sit and think about everything that's happened to me, you know, within the past couple of years, you know, and, you know, the personal setbacks, you know, and the job losses and just everything that's been going on. And that's how I came to my number of 32.
You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
And, you know, I've kind of lost a little bit, too.
You've lost some. So you've had some losses in your life.
Yes.
Okay.
You know, with like family losses, you know, like my grandmother passing away, you know, and my father passing away and, you know, and a grandfather passing away. So, you know, all that's happened, you know, within like the last at least like 4 to 5 years or so.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot of loss, a lot of family loss, you know, in a small bit of time.
Right.
Some people never have that happen to them, so they're a lot older.
Yeah.
I mean, especially family passing away, mom and dad, immediate family.
Right.
You know, that's a big deal. And until you've had a, you know, a father or mother pass away, you don't understand how really large that event really is.
Right.
What about failures?
Oh yeah, there's all. I can't
too many to count.
Yeah, I can't count on one hand how many failures I've had. So that. That weighed heavily on my number projection.
On your score.
Yeah.
Do you think you remember all your failures or no?
not all of them, no. But I know the most, the ones that affected me the most. And that's the ones that I calculated into my score.
That's smart. Okay, what about breakups?
Yeah, there's been several. I mean, I've had like a lot of breakups, but the most recent ones are the ones that I calculated into my score.
That's
smart. Because if I would have calculated all of them, you know, I might as well just go and get the coffin. So
I had a deal. I have one on layaway right now, so in case we need one, we can get it. No, I get what you're saying, though. If you count all of them, I mean, where would you be at?
Right.
And it's good that you don't count them all, because did you think that the most immediate ones seemed to sting more, or you remembered more, or was it just because of timing?
I think it was just because of the timing. But because of the timing, I think that they did sting the most.
Gotcha. So it's like at the time of life.
This is still fresh.
Right.
You know,
right.
So obviously it's going to affect you more, you know, the more recent it is.
Right.
So.
And the impact is like more real, as well as our age. You know, it wasn't like when we were 12, or it wasn't like, you know, our middle school crush or something like that.
Well, let me ask you a quick question about that, though, because, okay. You know, some people, and, you know, it's not nice to point, you know.
We're obviously pointing at each other. I'm actually pointing at Bill through the glass here, and he's pointing back at me, but with different fingers.
Yeah, with different fingers here. But let's say that you had something happen in your childhood that is still affecting you.
That's still with you.
So, I mean, it, you know, maybe you had an abusive parent, or something, you know, you were in a car accident, you know, that's still physically affecting you.
That is definitely real.
Yeah.
It should be definitely counted. And I agree. And that's why, so you didn't have any of those really big things that happened when you were really young, Dano, right?
No.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, because if you had something really big that really impacted your life, no matter what age, if you were 5 years old and it's still impacting your life, you should count that. I believe in that. So what was your score again?
32.
32. Okay, so listeners, remember, Dano's score is 32. B32. So now, Billy boy. So let's talk, Bill. Tell me, what is your score?
I came up, because last week I... Just off the top of my head, I had
yeah. What was last week's 26?
26 was off the top of my head, but after thinking about it, I came up with a 28.
You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
So I don't know if that makes me like a loser or not. But
28 is great.
Is it great? Okay.
I think that's great because we're trying to get closer to one, really, right? I mean, we don't really want
to. Yeah, I mean, and we need to, I guess, remind our listeners. Remember, it's the lowest score. It's kind of like golf. It's you're going for the lowest score.
Yeah, you don't really want to win with 100.
Yeah, we don't want to pile up the points.
You don't really want to have 150 on this deal. I mean, you know, 200. I mean, we're not in Vegas. You're not making money on this. I mean, this is legitimately baggage that you're carrying with you everywhere you go. So you have a 26.
No, 28.
28.
28 now.
Wow, 28 is good. That's a good score.
Can I change my score?
No changing in baseball. I mean, no changing in the unhappiness quotient. So let's start here. What is your setbacks?
Well, okay, so setback. Well, I can only...
You don't have to name them, but you can say, did you have a lot of setbacks?
I thought of one, because remember I asked you last week, you know, what if it's a failure and a setback or whatever?
So yeah.
So I only thought of one that is not in one of the other categories.
Okay, not in the other categories.
So, and again, you know, I may have had other setbacks in the past. I just, you know, I can't think of them.
That's good.
So maybe they don't affect me. But remember last year I set myself the goal of losing 25 pounds?
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And I was on a roll and I was doing good. And remember I went to my hometown in August and I hurt my back.
I remember that. I remember that.
That put me out of action for like 3 weeks. And all I was doing was moving furniture around, right?
Yeah, you were actually helping your family move furniture around.
And I tweaked my back, and I couldn't really exercise that well for another 3 weeks. And that just kind of got me off my rhythm. I mean, I was able to get back onto it towards the end of the year, but it kind of interrupted the flow there.
Well, I understand the interruption of flow, because I think everybody listening tonight understands when you had a setback. And when you had a setback that interrupted things and like put things on hold, I don't know, it can be rough, and it can get you off target, and it can upset you a little bit because you've been really creating this momentum, no matter what it was, for so long, and now, if it's your back or whatever, you're stuck, and in Bill's situation, he's stuck sitting on the couch saying, man, my back hurts, I'd really like to work out, I'd really like to get to my goals. Hey, so stay tuned, because Perspectives with Ashley Burgess will be back, and we'll be talking more about Bill's score, and we'll also be bringing up my unhappiness quotient score, so stay tuned, and guess what? Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. We'll be back in, yeah, two shakes.
Boy, these pretzels are making me thirsty.
Is that how you're going to say it?
No, I'm working on it.
Do it like this. These pretzels are making me thirsty.
These pretzels are making me thirsty. No, see, that's no good. See, you don't know how to act.
These pretzels are making me thirsty. Oh, that was no good?
I didn't say anything.
All right, I'm going to go break up with Owen.
What was wrong with that? I had a different interpretation. Do you know anything about this pretzel guy? Maybe he's been in the bar a really long time and he's really depressed because he has no job and no woman and he's parking cars for a living. All right, shut up! Shut up! I hear you! I'm coming down! These pretzels are making me thirsty!
We all age. It's how we deal with it that matters. Cosmetic surgeon Dr. Jeffrey Edelglass of Skintastic Medical and Rejuvenation Centers have refreshing news for women and men alike. Skintastic creates beautiful and natural-looking results for women and men alike with two convenient Dallas locations in Uptown and Plano. If you've considered rejuvenating your look, visit us online at skintastic.com for more information. Find out for yourself why Skintastic founder and cosmetic surgeon Dr. Jeffrey Edelglass has been seen on NBC, ABC, CBS, and Fox. Dr. Edelglass offers you the latest advancements in body contouring and laser skin care, treatments that are fast, pain-free, with little or no downtime, that deliver amazing results. Watch Dr. A on the last Friday of every month on D, the broadcast, for Ask Dr. A with Bravo star Courtney Kerr. Book your free consultation today at skintastic.com. skintastic.com. Your beauty realized.